Could I get some more syrup over here? Thank you.
Never ask what kind of syrup you want. As far as I can tell, there are three brands or varieties of syrup here at the diner. There's maple, of course. There's peach, which nobody ever uses. And there's triple berry. Triple berry is an improvement on the twin berry that Perkins had for many years. And I never quite understood the premise of either. You have a fight to the death with berry flavors, and apparently what survives is some indistinct berryosity, best expressed in sucrose form with lots of corn syrup. Hi, folks. Welcome to the diner. Brought to you today by transcription, as they used to say in the old days of radio, because it's the morning, and I'm having breakfast, and so this is for later. Anyway, this is the diner, and I'm sitting at my accustomed place at the long boomerang pattern formica counter here at the old diner on an old Highway 23, about 18 and a half minutes from wherever you happen to be right now. Come on by and have some breakfast yourself. They serve breakfast all day long, but I'm not one of those guys who feels comfortable having breakfast later in the afternoon or even the evening. There's something has to happen before the brain psychologically prepares itself for breakfast. And, you know, can be, oh, I don't know, sobering up. It can be the realization that 11 o'clock is just around the corner, and really after 11 o'clock, no adult should be having breakfast. Unless you've gotten up at 10 or something like that. Anyway, I'm having the full boat here. I'm having a puck of sausage. Not a link, not a patty. A puck. That's how big it is. And I'm having pancakes, and these are good pancakes. And let me tell you that there's a certain art to pancakes. It's all about the diameter. If you go to one of those places that serves up pancakes that are the size of a record album, a lot of people in their gluttonous state will think, wow, that's great. That's a lot of pancakes. Well, what are pancakes, really? They're a vehicle for syrup, for the most part. They've got their own intrinsic value, yes, but if there's no syrup or butter or jam or anything else, a pancake itself is a rather dry and unappealing object after a while. So it's all about the syrup. But if you have really large pancakes, what that means is by the time you get to the middle, God forbid that you should, you essentially have this sodden mass of corn syrup that is not really that appealing and is probably cold by then, too. No, the best part of the pancake is always the edge. If somebody was smart, they would invent a pancake that was all edge. But I'm trying to wrap my brain around that, and I'm not sure it's possible. French toast, of course, is good here at the diner as well. They serve it with that powdered sugar, which I understand causes abscesses in the lungs if you inhale it. I don't know this for a fact. I haven't been keen to try it out myself, but I read about that somehow, that people in prison would give themselves abscesses in the lungs by inhaling large amounts of powdered sugar, or was that ground glass or something like that? One or the other, you know, to get their way out of their cell and get to sick bay, after which their friends will bust them out. So if you're ever in need of busting out, keep that in mind, I suppose. But the powdered sugar is always good with some cinnamon and some... I mean, it's just, you can't beat it. It's, breakfast has got everything. It's wonderful. It's got eggs with chives and bacon and cheese and hot sauce. And, oh, now it just turns me into Peter Lorre. I can't believe how much I love this stuff. Ah, where was I? Sorry. Why am I talking to you when I could be eating? Let me put something on the jukebox here. I'll get back to you in just a second. I'm going to go to... what the heck? Let's just go to A1, which is a steak sauce, which is great on steak, which comes with steak and eggs, which is a great breakfast, and which is something I'm also having right now. This is what Muammar Gaddafi hears in his head all day long. You know, it's a miracle that the first person to invent the kazoo, first guy, a guy invented that, wasn't just stoned on the spot. I mean, you come up to the tribe, you've created a new musical instrument, people gather around. This is great. We haven't had a new musical instrument in generations. We're stuck with that string tied onto a branch, and then there's that other branch the guy blows through and moves his fingers. What do you got? You've got something that involves a dried piece of sheep intestine against a shell. Wow. What does it sound like? And then he plays it. And you know, I don't, maybe the tribal elder was deaf and didn't hear, and as such did not give the gesture or the word that it would have signaled to the other young men of the village that this person with the kazoo should be stoned immediately. That's possibly it. You can usually trace these things back to a deaf elder. Well, that was Lawrence Welk, believe it or not. Good. Almost enough to put somebody off their breakfast. But I'm only one-third of the way through this thing. So I best get back to it. And while I masticate, I'll play you another tune here, see if I can find something apt for breakfast. Is there such a thing as good breakfast music? It would be very light and easy to greet the day and to aid the digestion. A little mincing string quintet or something like that. Well, I don't think we have the mincing string quintet anywhere in the jukebox, but I'll find something. Let's go to M2. Doo-wop. How about we don't wop? Pancakes? It's the most literal song ever. I'll chew them up. Go down my esophagus. Gastric acid will break them down and go in my intestines, ending up in my colon. Screen it up my rectum. When the syrup goes round and round and the pancakes go up and down, when they finally touch the You know what Doo-Wop could use? Doo-Wop could use some kazoo. Kazoo, it's the cowbell of wind instruments. I could use kazoo because I don't like Doo-Wop either. It's the same damn song every time, and the number of groups who actually could not all get together in the same key is really quite remarkable, seeing that that seems to be a basic requirement for Doo-Wop. But I can't blame them for the banality of the lyrics. There's really not so much stuff you can say about pancakes or any other element of breakfast, is there? I mean, you just sort of have to repeat the literal, wonderful basicness of it all, and that's it. Breakfast just is. Any attempt to romanticize it or aggrandize it seems to fall flat, seems to be false, hollow. Why would you need to gild such a lily? Why would you need to glorify something which on itself is the epitome of gustatory glorification? I mean, for example, right now I'm about to eat my hash browns. Love these things with a little ketchup. I'm sorry, hashed browns. That's the archaic term, isn't it? Used to be hashed browns. Now it's hash browns. Note the emphasis, the change in the syllable from hashed browns to hash browns. I don't even know what a browns is. At some point, was there a waiter who said, yes, sir, what would you like for a side dish? Yeah, give me some browns, Mac. Certainly, sir. And how would you like your browns? I'll take them hashed. Very good, sir. Anyway, while I eat my hashed browns, let's try to find something else here. And poke on over to K1.
You can walk into a restaurant at breakfast time, you'll see a bunch of people coming in as hungry as can be. They sit and read the menu like it was the morning news. And all the time the waitress knows just what they're gonna choose. Bacon and egg, bacon and egg. That's what they'll always say. Oh, give me bacon and egg, bacon and egg. She hears it 100 times a day. They get a glass of water and a menu from the rack. They read it on the front and then they'll read it on the
so
back.
So literal. They
about
chew
the time you think
right
they ought to have it memorized.
They drink some water, look out the window,
and the waitress
then they pick their nose.
Bacon and egg, bacon and egg. That's what they'll always say. Oh, give me bacon and egg. Bacon and eggs, she hears it 100 times a day.
Eggs. You can have them fried, you can have them scrambled, you can have them over easy, but you can't go to Sambo's. Chain is closed because the name is racist. But the local kid was Indian. Charge is kind of baseless.
I wonder what they'd do if all the pigs and chickens died. Breakfast wouldn't be the same no matter what they tried. But pigs will still make little pigs and hens are gonna lay. And waitresses will wait and wait and always hear them say, bacon and egg, bacon and egg. That's what they'll always say. Oh, give me bacon and egg, bacon and egg. She hears it 100 times a day.
Mashed browns are done. I'm finished. Everything's done. Hockey puck of sausage done. Eggs done. Pancakes done. Hashed browns done. See, I've been eating these things in sequence. Usually you have one of one and then one of the other. I decided what it would be like to just have them all by themselves. Turns out it's better to stagger, to mix it up a little bit, to have a fugue of breakfast, if you will. But you know what I really miss at this point? Hate to say it. Cigarette. Yeah. Don't miss cigarette smoking, but after a good, hearty breakfast on a Sunday morning, sometimes there was nothing like, firing up a butt and having that 10th cup of coffee. Well, now I'm going to go daub my face with water to remove the grease and the ketchup, and while I'm gone, a word from one of our sponsors.
News in world class. Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5s today. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders. And the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Move in world class. Get the taste of new, smooth State Express 3-5s today.
One thing about a big, big breakfast, it certainly obviates the need for lunch. You may have had the equivalent of an entire day's worth of calories for your first meal, but you're going to skip lunch, so that somehow makes you feel virtuous. Heck, I'm practically losing weight. Should have hashed browns, pancakes, eggs, bacon, and a hockey buck of sausage every morning. Well, let's see what we all have here. Tire jukebox can't be stocked with breakfast-related songs, aside from that kazoo thing. Let us try D2.
If we could combine hippies, doo-wop, and kazoo, my day would be complete. Sorry, just put it on my bill. Didn't mean to disturb everybody. Sorry. Well, I've ruined the jukebox here at my accustomed place, so I'm going to have to lean down and use this one over here. Come on, this is my last chance for something witty and adult and sophisticated in terms of breakfast. Isn't it possible to find some kind of sexual innuendo in breakfast, for heaven's sakes? Let's go to C1.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
I like mine with a kiss.
Boiled or fried?
I'm satisfied as long as I get my kiss.
How do you like your toast in the morning?
I like mine with a hug.
Dark or light?
The world's all right as long as I get my hug. I've got to have my love in him.
Oh, the rest of my day is positively mayhem.
I'm a regular monster.
How do you like eggs in the morning?
I like mine with a kiss.
Up or down?
I'll never frown. Eggs can be almost bliss.
Just as long as I get my kiss.
Well, that's more like it. A little Dean Martin there. And you know the really sweet thing of it is? They're not married. So it's really nice of her to come over in the morning and cook him breakfast. Because it's the 50s, you know, and nobody had sex in the 50s. Well, that about wraps it up for us now. I'm just going to sit here and digest this wonderful bolus and acquaint myself with the rest of the weekend. Have a great one yourself, folks. Thanks for dropping by. I'm James Lilacs. It's been The Diner for Friday, February 25th. We'll see you down the road. Honestly.